Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to me on my radio show on KTSA 550 Radio. Today, we have a treat for you. We're going to be talking about, yes, you can grow younger with energy medicine. You know, when I wrote my book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, you know, most of the healthcare profession snickered. And they said, you're right. You can't grow younger. Well, you actually can, right? Hey, Griselda, that's great, really nice for you to be there. Can you hear me? Well, good. And I see that Malik is also listening. Anyhow, so we're going to talk about, can you grow younger? You know, that's a foreign concept to most people. But in fact, you can grow younger. Reference point is, you see a beautiful woman. I mean, her face looked fantastic. Then you look at her neck, and you look at her chest, and you look at her hands, and you say, oh, my goodness, she's a lot older than I thought she was. Well, why was that? Well, because over the last few years, she's been giving her face the best raw materials, and then she just neglected to give it to her neck and her chest and her hands. And over time, the face stayed young, and the neck and the chest and the hands got older. Well, you can do that to everything you do in life. You know, people exercise and their heart is stronger than it used to be. Their heart is actually younger than it used to be. When you work out and you build stronger, healthier muscles, your muscles are actually better than it used to be. See, the bottom line is this. Your body is made of cells, all right? Cells are like your children. You know, the average American lived to about 80 years of age, and they are replaced by the next generation. Well, the next generation of people, if they are healthier, if they have better raw materials, the next generation will be better than our generation. Well, in the same token, your cells are like that. You see, your skin is made of skin cells. Their lifespan is 30 days. So, after 30 days, you have completely removed all your previous cells and replaced it with new cells. So just like a snake sheds its skin, you shed your skin. The question is, why do you still look the same? Well, that's because a cell divides into another cell. When it does that, this cell dies and a new cell remains. Well, let's say that just before this cell divided, we gave your body great raw materials. So now this cell can incorporate the great raw materials and put some of it into the new cell. So now the new cell has better raw materials than this cell. So this new cell is better. Then 30 days later, this cell dies. But just before it dies, it makes another cell. Right? It makes another cell. And that other cell that it makes, it incorporates better raw materials, and so this new cell is better than the one that died. And over each generation, month after month after month, your skin cells get better and better and better. See, that's what happened with that woman who was given great raw materials to her face, but she forgot to give it to her neck and her chest. In the same token, your body is made of cells. Everything, your heart is made of heart cells, your liver is made of liver cells, your kidney is made of kidney cells, your bone is made of bone cells. Well, your bone, its cells live 1 year. So after 1 year, you've completely replaced all your bone cells with new bone cells. Well, let's say that today, 1 million bone cells die today. And let's say that you were low in calcium or phosphorus or magnesium, your vitamin D was low. All right? So when you tried to make the new bone cells, you didn't have enough raw materials to make 1 million new bone cells. So you only made 800,000. Well, guess what? Now that bone become osteoporotic and weaker than the bone that you had previously. And over time, your bone will get weaker and weaker. You see, your body is very funny in the way it does things. See, there are cells in your body called osteoclasts. These are the cells that I say put potholes in your bone. And then there are cells called osteoblasts, and those are the ones that fixes the potholes in your bones. See, whenever you run out of minerals and vitamins, your osteoclast goes to the bone, puts potholes in the bones, and the material that it removes, the minerals from that material is used elsewhere in your body. And over a lifetime of being low on minerals and vitamins, and your body keeps stealing it from your bone will gradually get weaker and weaker. Okay? So you can help your body by improving the raw materials that you put into it. So when you have a new cell, the new cell can be better than the cell that died. Now, your blood is made of blood cells. The red cells in your blood, they live 1 week and then they die. And they're replaced by a new set of red blood cells. So every week you get a new set of red cells. So when you donate blood, your body replaces it right away. Your white cells in your blood, those are ones that fight bacteria and affect your immune system and everything, they live 5 to 6 months. So every 5 to 6 months, you have replaced all your white cells in your blood. Hi, Yvette. Nice to see that you can join me. And I see Jay's also watching me. Thank you guys for coming. But it's not just your bone and your skin. Your heart is made of heart cells. Those cells, they live 9 months and then they're replaced. Your kidney is made of kidney cells. Your liver is made of liver cells. Your fat is made of fat cells. Your muscle is made of muscle cells. And all these cells, they die and they're replaced by new cells. The key is, when you give your body better raw materials, the next generation of cells is better than the one that died. And over time, you'll get progressively better. So, yes, you can. Now, just like if you plant a tree, the tree will grow. But if you give the tree better raw materials, the tree will be stronger and healthier and produce more fruits, or if it's plants, more vegetables. Right? And it will. Well, same thing in your body. You know, we have to talk about raw materials because raw material is essential to growing younger. In your body, there is 5 major raw materials: minerals, vitamins, fats from lipids, amino acids from proteins, and finally, there's sugar from starches. Those are the 5 main raw materials that your body needs. So if your body went to HEB or to Walmart to do shopping, your body will buy those 5 things because from those 5 raw materials, your body can make anything it needs. Right? So how does it work? What are minerals? Minerals are everything on the periodic table. What does that mean? Well, it means that calcium and phosphorus and oxygen are minerals. So what do you breathe? Oxygen, that's a mineral. Water. What is water? Hydrogen and oxygen. So your body can take, if you can either drink water, or your body can take its oxygen, combine it with hydrogen, and make water. All right? So carbon, magnesium, those are all minerals, and your body has them in you. All right? The next thing we have is vitamins. Vitamins in your body, they are made by things which are alive. That would be animals or plants. So the way the body works is, if you were to grab a handful of dirt, that will be minerals. Put the dirt in your mouth, that will be in your stool tomorrow, because that's considered inorganic, means that it's not absorbed well into your body. Now, the apple tree takes that same dirt, takes the minerals out of it, and puts it into the apple, or into the orange, or into the cherries. And now you eat it. Now it's called organic. And because of that, it's well absorbed into your body. And those mineral vitamins gets into your body where it can be used. All right? Vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin B, all the B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B4, B5, B6, B9, B12. Those are all B vitamins. All right? Then you have vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Those are all the vitamins that you have. Of those vitamins, vitamin B and C are water soluble, which means you can't store them in your body and you have to intake those every single day. The others are fat soluble, so your body does store those. Now, so we talk about minerals and vitamins. Now let's talk about sugar. You get sugar from starches. So if you eat a cookie or a candy or some rice, your body breaks that down into sugar and sugar is absorbed into your body. Proteins, your body breaks that down into amino acid that's absorbed into your body. Fats are broken down into lipids and lipids are brought into your body. So basically, your body has to break everything down into its microscopic component to get it into your body. Now, the last thing that we need to talk about is enzymes. See, enzymes is what breaks things down and put things together in your body. Everyone over 40 should be taking digestive enzymes to supplement their diet. That's right. Everyone over 40. Because as you get older, you do not make enough enzymes. Why is that important? Well, enzymes is what breaks things down. I call the minerals and vitamins, I call those the nails, the screws, the staples, the glue. All right? That's what I call those. I call the amino acid, the lipids, the sugar, that's the rufin, the fluorine, the sheetrock, that's what those are. All right? And so what ends up is that the enzymes, that is your hammer, your nail gun, your glue gun, your screwdriver. So when you eat a steak, your enzymes pull all the nails out, all the screws out, all the staples out, all the glue out, and that steak falls apart into amino acid, which is microscopic enough to be brought into your body. All right? Now, I know a lot of you have heard about human growth hormone. Human growth hormone is made from 191 amino acid. So you eat the steak. The steak is broken down to amino acid, which is microscopic enough to get into your body. Once it's in your body, then the digestive enzymes, what they do then is then they go and they take the amino acid and they start putting them together. They glue them together. They staple them together. They screw them together. They nail them together into a compound that's 191 amino acids, which is growth hormone. Now, the body uses growth hormone to do what it needs to do, and when the body needs to get rid of the growth hormone it has, the enzyme comes, pulls the nails, the screws, the staples out, and it falls apart. And that's what happens with your raw materials. There's only one reason you put food into your mouth, is because your body needs gasoline, and your raw materials is your body's premium gasoline. All right? So we talked about how you can make your cells better, and now we talk about the raw materials to make your cells better. You see, if you were in a building and you were to tear the building down and rebuild it with better raw materials, the new building would be better than the one that you just tore down. So if you were to give yourself better raw materials and brought all the raw materials in your body, you can make better new cells. All right? So now we've figured out the first two things. So now, next, let's talk about the rest of things. Now you have something called neurotransmitters. Your neurotransmitters is what tells your brain what's going on. All right? That's what tells your brain. So it's attached to your senses. What you see, what you smell, what you taste. Hey, brain, this is salty, this is sweet, this is bitter. What you touch, it's hard, it's soft, it's spongy. What you hear, that's what your neurotransmitter tells your brain. When you have PTSD or you have depression or anxiety or one of the psychological problems, your neurotransmitters are telling your brain faulty information. See, what's supposed to happen is this. You know, you're walking down the street and your neurotransmitters in your eyes tell your brain, oh, look at that woman. She is gorgeous. All right? So your brain says, really? So the brain says, hormones? Give her a smile. You smile. Then the brain says, hormones, strike a pose. Pull that gut in. Puff that chest out. Look good. And you do it. Now, so that's how it's supposed to work. Now, if your neurotransmitters tell the brain something that's wrong, let's say that you touch something and the neurotransmitter tells your brain it is hot. All right? Then your brain tells your hormones to move your hands. And you do. But what if it's not hot? then you move your hands for no reason. So next, you need to make sure that your neurotransmitter and your hormones are optimized. Well, what does that mean? You know, there's an old saying. If you spend all your time with 90-year-olds, after a while, you act like a 90-year-old. If you spend your time with 10-year-olds, after a while, you act like a 10-year-old. Well, your body's the same way. See, if you make your hormones and your neurotransmitters the way they used to be when you're in your 20s, then guess what? They will act like they were when you're in your 20s. You know, your hormone says, you know, I remember when I was in my 20s, I used to have a lot of muscles. So hormone says, well, I guess we got to make a lot of muscles. I remember when I was in my 20s, I mean, my sex drive was off the roof. Hormone says, well, we got to do that too. Well, whatever it is, in the environment, if you optimize all your hormones, then your hormones will go back to that time when they used to be like that and help your body perform in the way that it used to be. See, in my case, when I say I'm 29 again and again, my brain only knows that I'm 29. And therefore, my brain remembers how I was when I was 29. Plus, it has Google to look up what 29-year-olds do and how they look and all of that stuff. So my brain says, well, since we're 29, we got to look like a 29-year-old. We got to act like a 29-year-old. We have to have the muscles of a 29. We got to jump like a 20. We got to do all the things a 29 does. And so my brain's task is to make sure that my body functions the way it is. So, you know, it's very, very important that you do those things. So, hi, Mary. Glad to see that you can join us. So you can grow younger and healthier. Now, what are some of the other tools that can help you grow younger? My favorite is energy medicine. You know, there's so many things about energy medicine, but no one talks about energy medicine. Energy medicine is frequency. It's the energy frequency or the energy signal of a substance. Now, if you're in a room now and there's a light in that room, if you knew the energy signature of that light and you could give that generate a frequency which is negative 180 degrees of that light signature, you can rupture that light. Well, we shatter it. It doesn't matter what it is. A building, if you know the energy signature of a building, you can destroy that building by reversing the signature. We've all heard of noise cancellation, right? Well, what is noise cancellation? Well, noise cancellation is you put a headset on. And there's all these ambient noise outside. And the headset picks up all the frequencies of all the noise. And it mimics it at 180 degrees negative. And each of those signals, and it's usually a frequency, is like a waveform. Right? So a waveform that does this, a negative one would be this way. So one goes up and the negative one is down. Then this comes down, this one goes up. And so what that does is it destroys the energy frequency of that object. And when that happens, that object is destroyed. So when you have the noise canceling software on, all those frequencies of that external sound is destroyed by negative frequencies to them. And then you go silent. You don't hear any noise outside. And now you can talk to someone or listen to music and only have their information coming back and forth. So that's how frequency medicine is. Everything is frequency. Every energy source, every cell has a frequency that's unique to that cell. What is an MRI? An MRI is frequency medicine. Hey, Sarah, how are you doing? So that frequency, so basically what goes on is that, so if everything has a frequency, you can fix things or you can destroy things. Now, let me give you an example. All right? So you go into an MRI. It scans you. That's a frequency scan. When you're done, the guy that's the radiologist, he puts in the frequency of bones, and all the bone in the scan shows up. Then he puts the frequency of muscles, and all the muscle shows up. Then he puts the frequency of the blood vessels, and all the blood vessels show up. That scan was a frequency scan, just like an ultrasound, just like an x-ray. Those are all frequency meds. We use them all the time. But what those do is they help us diagnose things. All right? Now, so let's say that we know the frequency of a bacteria or the frequency of a virus or fungus or parasite or a cancer cell, we can give a negative 180 degree frequency and it will destroy that bacteria, that virus, that cancer cell, if we know what the frequency is. You know, there are billions of frequencies in the body, and we know at least 150,000 of them we have categorized. And it's not difficult. If you have a cancer cell, if you take a biopsy of the cancer cell and you put a little probe in it, you can find out the frequency of that cancer cell. Once you know what that frequency is, you can give a negative 180 degree and you can kill that cancer cell. The same way you can rupture a light bulb or you could shatter a glass with frequency. You can kill a cell with a frequency. All right? So that's how that works. Now, we can destroy things with frequency. In the same token, if we give an optimal frequency for a cell, we can make it better. So if we know the frequency of a muscle, we can make a muscle cell better. If we know the frequency of a kidney cell, we can make that kidney cell better. We can make a bone cell better. We can make any cell better if we know the frequency. So you can make things in your body better, or you can destroy things if you want to. And that's what frequency medicine is about. So you've been around where someone puts a light on their knee and they say, oh, the pain went away. Well, all they did was did a frequency treatment of that knee, and that took care of the problem. What do you think a laser treatment? I know lots of you have had lasers, right? Well, what is a laser? A laser is lights, and each colored light has a frequency. For instance, the blue light on a laser has a different frequency from the red light, which is different from the blue light. It's all frequency. So with a laser, you can make the skin cells better, or you can destroy your skin cells. We have something called a Gaines wave that uses sound energy. With that frequency, we can make the cells in your penis better. We can destroy the microcalcifications in your penis with the Gaines wave frequency treatment. And you can have people do lithotripsy. That is frequency that ruptures the stones in your kidney and in your ureter. It shatters them with that frequency. So, yes, frequency medicine is everywhere. And as soon as we can understand that with energy, you can make anything better, you can make anything worse. Now, let's say that you are sitting in front of a desk, and that desk is a nice, solid desk, right? You know, if you were to get really close and get into that desk microscopically, that desk would look like you're in space. There'll be molecules flying all over the place, like little planets and stars and everything else, because even though the desk looks solid to you, when you get up close and personal, it's actually lots of space in there and lots of molecules flying all over the place. And, you know, if you were to give that desk the right frequency, you can make that desk take different forms and shapes, just like we can with water. You put ice water in the refrigerator, in the freezer, it changes from running to ice. That's a different shape than the water. We heat it, and it becomes gas and floats all the way. So with energy, we can make things better. We can make things better. And the future of medicine is energy medicine. We use a myriad of energy stuff in our office. We use the AIR scan. The AIR scan is one of those machines that scans your body, scans all the frequency of your body, and tells you which cells are optimal and which are not. And then we could send a frequency that can correct the cells that are not optimal, and the cells that you want to destroy, you can destroy it. Pretty ingenious. That's just one of the energy meds. I've been looking all over the place, and there's tons of stuff. We have the ultraviolet light, UVL. That's a thing you put into your vein. It has purple light. It has a red light. It has a green light. The purple light destroys pathogens. It improves your immune system. The red light in that helps with ATP or energy generation, helps with inflammation, decrease inflammation, helps with tissue rejuvenation, helps with oxygen delivery. And then the green light, which is at a frequency of 535 nanometers, it improves your red blood cells. The purple light is at a frequency of 365 nanometers, and the red light was at 630 nanometers. We have something called a strawberry laser in our office. What it does, it's at a frequency of fat cells. You put it on, 10 minutes later, you've lost a few million fat cells because it ruptures the fat cells. All done through frequency. Yes, guys, frequency is the future of medicine. But, you know, when you add frequency to medicine, frequency medicine to your therapy, and then you add new raw materials, and then you add optimize your hormones, you can make your body younger and healthier. And then Last but not least, you add some stem cells. What are stem cells? It's your body's natural fixer-upper. It fixes things in your body. Growth hormone and stem cells, they both fix things in your body. Growth hormone tells your body to fix it. Stem cell fixes the problem. In your body, stem cells, your stem cells in your hair, in your skin, in your bone, in your teeth, in your muscles, in your fat, in every tissue in your body, you have stem cells. Their job is to fix problems that occur. So if you have a problem with your skin, the stem cell in your skin is supposed to fix it. If you have a problem with your muscles, the stem cell in your muscles is supposed to fix the problem. Growth hormone, on the other hand, tells your body to fix stuff. It's your body's natural fixer-upper. It's your healing hormone. That's the reason why athletes want growth hormone. You know, let me just stop a second and remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You'll listen to my radio show, Grow Younger Like Me, be 29 again and again. You can call me at 210-559-5959, or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, at the website www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call me at my office, the One Aesthetic Medical Center. That number is 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com.